Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks very much. You were fascinating, as always. And I'm going to go in the audience again here. And how is everybody? Good. You're looking good. It's a very fine-looking crowd. Okay, there's three steps. I can do that. Yes, I can. Okay. Let's see. Since my wife made me go to this thing, what advice do you have for reciprocity from her? I'm thinking of a tractor pull. Sean Weck from Kickapoo. Sean Weck, where are you from Kickapoo? Okay, I can get there. Watch me go. I don't know, reciprocity is maybe not the right word. I'm sure you're here willingly, aren't you? Oh, you're Sean. Okay, well, that figures then. Now it all begins to make sense. Tractor pull, does that you make her go to a tractor pull?
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Have you been to a lot of tractor pulls?
Just a few, yeah, but we're looking for some good ones.
Well, they all end pretty much the same way, one tractor wins.
Generally, yeah.
So how exciting can that be? Are they noisy at least?
Yeah.
They can't have them anymore. They're too noisy, right? That's what I heard.
It sounds like that, yeah.
Yeah. So you're here under duress is what you're saying. Is this like a tractor pull would be to the average person?
Yeah.
To you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. Is there any way we can liven it up for you? Or what? Something differently? We could change format if it would please you.
We could tractor pull on the stage.
We could have a musician pull or something. Just put ropes on the piano player and the bass player and see who wins that.
That'd be great. Yeah,
that thing would be pretty.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. Well, we're going to work on that for you, so just don't leave or anything. Are you the wife in question?
I am.
Yeah. What's your name?
Angela.
Okay. So has he been pretty good for this? Or?
He has been a good sport. Yeah. He is not a big fan of NPR, but I'm trying to break him in.
Yeah. You know what? It's not for everyone. It's not for everyone.
The fun shows on Saturdays are much better than the news programs during the week for him.
Okay, good. All right. Did you know that we're on Saturdays? We're part of that entertainment.
Yeah, and he likes Click and Clack as well.
Okay, well, good. They're retired, but that's okay.
We still get reruns, so it's good.
Okay, all right, well, thank you. Is this for a birthday or something? Or did you got the tickets?
No, it's just torture for him.
Just to torture Sean. Well, that's worth it then. Jenny and Lindsay Churchman, both pastors. Wait, their name is Churchman? And you're both pastors? God, nomenclature is destiny, is what that means. Can I get you to stand up here? We have a church couple here. Come on over here. A little room here to talk. Come on here. Which one of you was a pastor first?
Me. I was, yes. Ordained in 96.
Ordained in 96. Did you know him then at that point?
Yes. We met in New Testament class.
New Testament, I'll say.
That's right.
Okay. And okay. And so what church are you in?
I serve Eureka Christian Church, about 8 miles east of here.
Okay. And you are?
Henry United Methodist Church and Washburn United Methodist Church.
How does that work out?
Well, I'm a United Methodist. She's a Christian.
Yeah. Yeah. How does that work out?
It works out okay.
I think there'd be some contention there. No. When you got a Methodist in the house.
No. We get along pretty well.
Well, do you ever talk dogma? Well, it's not called dogma, is it? It's called something else. Theology, or I don't know.
Well, we're on the same team, so, you know.
On the same team, but, yeah. You know, you're playing different positions.
Well, I'm a male and she's a female, but that's...
Yeah. Well, is that covered in the theology? I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Get into that in the New Testament. We do skirt that in the New Testament a little bit. And did you then, how did y'all get together?
In seminary, yeah.
In seminary, yeah.
I had to flirt for a whole semester. I'm a terrible flirt. He didn't get it.
Yeah. You're flirting in seminary, you didn't get it? You know, his mind was on other things, on spiritual matters.
Yeah, high spiritual, and I didn't get it, yeah. Sorry.
Have you gotten it yet?
Yeah, oh yeah, 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 it's good.
How many years have you been together now?
17, married.
Yeah.
Kids.
Yes, we have a daughter together. She's 11. She's at ballet right now.
Your daughter is 11, is at ballet. Okay. And, well, that's really interesting. And you never get into discussions of things No, religious.
No. We really are a lot alike, so we don't argue much about that. It's other things. That, you know.
What do you argue about?
Maybe we should go on money, you know, and, oh, and yeah, well, that,
taking
but
out the trash, cleaning out the kitty boxes.
Right, yeah. Right.
Temporal things, yeah, yeah. Temporal earthly things.
Real, real living things, yeah.
Fortunately, you can transcend those being pastors.
We try.
Did you work on each other's sermons together?
No, we learned a long time ago not to do that.
You never run a sermon past him?
No.
No.
It's like me and my wife. I hate it. If she reads my material, you know, I write a little monologue or something. I purposely write it bad or backwards in a mirror.
We keep separate. Yeah.
Very nice to meet you. Jenny and Lindsay.
Yes.
Churchmen, right?
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming. Whoa, I guess that means we're playing the What Do You Know quiz already. That time again. Now, you didn't have a chance the first time, most of you, and some of you won't have a chance this time, but I'm thinking, really? You telling me the truth? Yeah? You seem a little tentative. Are you sure that... how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, and you are?
Donna Forbus.
Donna Forbus. Where are you from, Donna?
Originally from Peoria, and now I live in Groveland.
Groveland. Come a long way.
Sort of. Yeah. Across the river.
Across the river. Donna, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because when I called the show in 1999, I got the question about sneaking toilets across the border from Canada wrong, and I didn't get to play that time.
Well, let's make up for that, shall we? Donna, come on down, Donna. We can go right up the stage here, I guess. After you. Yeah, I seem to remember that, sneaking toilets across the border. I don't remember why we were talking about that.
It was right after they changed how big your tank can be.
Oh, yeah, how much water you could flush. And we had to steal toilets from Canada. Canada is handy to have around for those things, you know, cigarettes and booze and toilets.
And
over the years, they've been very helpful.
Yeah, the socialized medicines are probably going to go not as popular now.
Okay. But. All right, that's enough. Full name, last name first for tax purposes.
Donna Forbus.
So Donna is your last name?
Yes. No.
Forbus. Nice to have you here. And what are you doing these days?
I'm a barista at Starbucks.
You are a barista.
Yes.
Well, then you have a lot of pull, don't you?
You would be amazed at the. I get strange looks when I'm at like the grocery store or Walmart. Yeah. People sit there and they stare at me and they can't figure out where they know me from. But I can look at them and I can say, "Grande skinny caramel latte," and they go, "Oh!"
Do you have to learn Italian before you get to be a barista?
No.
Is that actual Italian? Is that? Because I'm told in Italy, they say none of those things when they're drinking.
Well,
coffee.
They tell you when you go to Starbucks coffee school that barista means coffee artist in Italian. But I don't speak Italian,
I don't
Italian,
think they
so
call
I
themselves
know.
That, though, right? I mean, and also the names of the various coffees.
Well, I know that the venti coffee is the largest hot one, and I know that venti means 20 in Italian, and it's a 20-ounce coffee. So it kind of makes sense, but...
But I'm saying if you were an actual Italian, European-type Italian...
I wouldn't be drinking Starbucks.
You wouldn't.
Yeah. I'd probably be making it at home, you know?
Okay, that's a good answer. Donna, someone at home plays along with you, and how does that work again?
People at home who want to play the quiz, pick up the phone and dial 309-444-2456, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay, simple one. It's local, actually, and it's a yes or no question. So, can a guy have an animated sign, or can't he? We're talking about the animated sign policy. There are a dearth, it seems to me, of animated signs. In Peoria, we could use a lot more than it would be Las Vegas in Peoria. So, can a guy have an animated sign, or can't he? That's the question. It's been looked at. We know that. We don't know the conclusion to that. Unless we find the right answer. Michael's got it from Elmwood, Illinois. Right, Michael?
Yes, I do.
What do you think, Michael?
Well, since it's Illinois, I'm going to say no.
No is yes. That's right. Right off the bat. Michael from Elmwood. I don't know why. You can conceal a gun, but you can't have an animated sign. Something is out of whack. Michael, what do you do out there in Elmwood?
I'm an engineer at Crest Corporation.
Yeah? What kind of engineering do you do there?
We build big machines.
Big machines. Really big machines.
Yes, and we have a competitor for the Caterpillar truck.
You do the what for the trucks?
The competitor.
Oh, you are? Okay, that's
okay. Well, we make a very big coal truck ourselves.
Yeah. What color do you bleed?
I guess it would be somewhat yellow since we get a lot of engines from Caterpillar.
Okay, that's cool. Michael, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
She's your partner in crime here. You work together as a team.
Okay.
Good with you?
I'll work with that.
Okay, two of you work together, and we have general knowledge questions in various categories, have we not, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Mike, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's go with current events.
Current events, right out of the news. Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan proposes a 3% tax on what?
Oh, it's got to be a sin tax. But I'm afraid I don't know. What about you, Donna?
3% tax on millionaires?
Whoa. Donna. Go out. Mike, you go with that?
Yes.
Yes, a 3% millionaire tax. So on himself. A 3% tax on himself. So that's quite a guy.
I guess the millionaires would be sin tax as well.
I guess so. That's true.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay.
And the categories remaining are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
All right. Donna?
Places.
Okay, places. Let's see. Okay, you got to match the town with its nickname. Pekin? Is that right?
Yeah, it's Pekin.
Wait a minute. The town's Pekin, Morton, Peoria, and the nicknames are Pumpkin Capital, Celestial City, and Whiskey Capital of the World.
Oh, that's easy. We'll skip Pekin. Morton is pumpkins.
Okay.
For sure.
Peoria is the whiskey capital. Yeah. And Pekin is the Celestial City.
That's right. You nailed it. You guys are dynamite.
Right. Zero wrong.
Okay, what's left?
People, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Michael, what do you have?
I like science.
Okay, we'll see if science likes you. Yes, this is from David Schmidt, the Caterpillar Professor of Psychology at Bradley. And the question is, males in which of these categories choose to be monogamous more than the females? Monogamous males in one of these categories more than females. Is it the Mormon cricket, the katydids, or the human beings? Where the males are the more monogamous, generally speaking. There are exceptions in every one of these.
Yeah, pick of the draw, Donna.
For some reason, I want to lean towards katydids.
You do?
Yeah.
I'll go with katydids.
Okay, katydids is good. Also, the Mormon cricket. So you really couldn't lose on this, except for the humans.
Holy cow!
Yeah, they're monogamous than Katie did. They've won, haven't they?
They have, in fact, won, yeah. Congratulations.
Should they stop and go home or what?
Or they could risk it all for the mother load.
Again?
Yes.
Do we have anything left?
There's some stuff written on a page here. I would assume that relates to gifts.
So that's good. So this works. You, if you want to go for the whole thing, the giant kielbasa, the cornucopia, whatever you want to call it.
More stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, more stuff is good.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
So the categories remaining are people, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or odds and ends.
Okay. Donna, I think your turn to choose, isn't it?
People.
People category. Okay. For all the beans. Do more people dream about their teeth falling out or being naked in public?
It's the latter.
Yeah, I'd say naked in public.
Naked in public?
Yeah, that's a big one.
You're right. Naked in public. You know you do. Don't deny it.
Donna, you've won fantastic chocolate like swirl drops and cashew cows from the chocolatier in Bloomington, Illinois. Then take a trip back in time with a family pass for a Mississippi riverboat sightseeing cruise on the Spirit of Peoria. Catch some tunes with tickets to a concert at the Peoria Symphony Orchestra and enjoy a production of Cornstalks Theater, Peoria's only outdoor community theater. And Michael, wonderful. Your prize package begins with a die-cast model replica of the Caterpillar D7E tractor. I suggest you maybe don't take that to work. Along with a cat logo baseball cap and cat travel mug, and continues with handmade glass paperweight from Jeremy Draper of J. Draper Glass Studio at the corner of Main and Sheridan in Peoria. A photographic history of the city in Peoria through our eyes, the 1800s to today, from the Peoria Historical Society, and a pillowcase that poses the question, what would Johnny Cash do? From Relics, the funky little shop in Peoria. Congratulations to you both.
Wonderful.
Hang on for a second, Michael. Make sure you get that stuff. Thanks for playing. Nice job.